We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Evan Antiki on this beautiful Monday in New York City. I am sporting a purple beard today as I pay off this disgusting beard hair bet. Because Pete Alonso has not been extended by the New York Mets. I proclaimed months and months ago I would not cut my hair or cut my beard. Obviously, things have not gone well. And unfortunately, and I'm not going to reveal any details because it's private conversations, but I did go down to Port St. Lucie over the weekend, and I had meetings. I kid you not. This is absolutely true. I had a meeting with the president of the New York Mets, and I had a meeting with Pete Alonso. And it was very good to catch up with Pete. I will not reveal any details of my meetings, but I will say that unfortunately, I could not come home with a deal made.
Hmm.
I made my best efforts, nice conversations. I did threaten David at one point, but
the man
of that,
from Milwaukee.
Outside of that one little threat, we had a very, very good conversation.
Why'd you threaten him?
Well, you know what I said to him. You better get this done.
I'll stop. I'm tired of this beard.
You think I'm kidding?
I'm tired of having not a bad haircut.
I didn't even bring that part up. It was more just, you better get this done. But very nice chat with both sides. Unfortunately, I was not able to come home with a deal, so I want to apologize to the Met fans, but I certainly made an effort.
Why not?
Why not what?
David wasn't willing?
I'm not going to get into my conversation.
Pete wasn't willing?
I'm certainly not going to talk about my chat with Pete.
Pete wants to break the bank?
I'm not going
to
tell you.
Pete wants to be the highest paid ever?
Stop
the biggest wallet in the business?
Stop speculating.
You don't seem unhappy after your conversation.
You're like half smiling over here.
I'm not smiling.
It's almost like you know something you can't tell us.
I know nothing. I chatted with two friends of mine. I'm now friends with David. I'm now friends with Pete.
The man from Milwaukee.
We had nice conversations.
You cannot call him that.
And I'm not going to reveal, especially the one with Pete. That's private. I had a private conversation.
Was any part of the conversation toxic?
I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about any of it.
Was there candy on David Stern's desk?
All I know is me and Pete had a very nice chat. And you will never hear about it.
So you're going to take credit for it when he signs an extension?
I didn't say any of that.
But you did without saying it. You are going to be the one that brokered the man from Milwaukee and Pete Alonso. Your trip to spring training is what caused the extension when it happens. You're going to take credit.
Because what did you do? You threatened David Stearns and said, if you don't, we're going to talk negatively about you every day for
a crazy
month.
I am not revealing what my threat was, but I raised my voice slightly.
Did you let Pete know that his jersey came down?
My conversation with Pete Alonso is private. All right, so you could ask all day long what happened. You're never going to know.
Okay, it came down. Did you tell him it was replaced by an Alex Rodriguez?
I'm not telling you what me and Pete talked about, but it was a good conversation. We talked about a lot of things.
Was he upset about that?
I'm not going to tell you.
Why not? We talk about private conversations all the time.
Job by me.
Did you get the vibe that that's the last time you'll talk to Pete at spring training?
Nah, me and Pete had a very good chat. I think we're friends now. I think we're buddies.
Nice. Wow, okay.
We have to go to Arizona to see him next year?
Why do you keep saying that?
I'm just asking.
I may go back and see Pete in a couple of weeks when he comes back north. May check in on him.
Okay.
But it's a private conversation. That's all I'm going to say. But I did not come home with a deal made, unfortunately.
Did he like your beard?
I'm certainly not talking about that beard with it, what we talked about.
Was it that colored then? No, you took it out.
It was not colored.
It was just regular red.
Today was the first day that I colored my beard, and as part of the agreement to get rid of this beard is that every day this week, next week, and the week after, I have to color it, whatever your choices are. Today, I think Sean made the choice to go with purple. And I colored it purple. It's right now on my social media, at Evan Roberts, WFAN. We'll obviously be on TV later.
It's not just any purple. Tiki, do you know the name of the purple?
No.
Noble purple.
Noble. I said royal, because purple's for royalty.
Hmm.
Why do the royals wear blue?
I don't know. Maybe black royalty wears purple. I don't know.
I have no idea. All I know is my beard is purple. And I got to tell you, when I look in the mirror, I think I look decent. I think I look good.
Not really. It looked like Barney the dinosaur gave you a lap dance.
It's all over your face.
On your face.
All I know is that Pete Hoffman's adorable son came in and wanted to take a picture with me just because I had a purple beard. So it's like I'm a mascot now for children. They're like, I want to take a picture with that weird man with the purple beard.
Bring your kids, everybody.
I look forward to tomorrow and the day after that. I can't wait to see what my beard will turn into.
Pinstripes tomorrow.
Now, are we going to get a Jalen Brunson update? Because they never revealed if he's going to have an MRI or not. So for those that are still concerned about that knee issue from last night, I think everything's all right. I think it literally is a bruise. It just appeared real bad. Are we getting a further update, or do we just have to wait till tomorrow night against Atlanta and see if he plays or
well,
not?
Well, I think given the history, how they previously have done this, because what was his last, the neck thing?
Spasms.
The spasms, right, the spinal spasms or whatever it was. We didn't find out till the day of.
Right.
He was listed as questionable day of game. And so since it's not season ending or long-term injury list type of injury, we're probably not going to find out till tomorrow morning.
So basically tomorrow, later today, he'll be on an injury report as questionable,
yes,
doubtful, maybe
right,
even out. And then if it's questionable, which I think will make Knicks fans very excited if he just gets to questionable, even though OG Anunoby was questionable for a while, then you have the drama of tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Hey, is he going to play or not? It would be unbelievable if this guy plays on Tuesday.
Yeah. Incredible.
Considering the panic and the pain right from last night.
Yeah, well, it's a visual. Just the visual from last night. You're writhing in pain. You try to get up. I'm tough. I can do this. And you go right back down and basically sit on the floor. I mean, thank goodness. Who got the turnover? Dante? Was it the Big Ragu got the turnover?
How that play ended?
No. Well, he was sitting on the floor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They turned the ball over, and then I think my son was even like, why are they still playing?
Yeah.
I'm like, they got to call timeout.
Yeah, but they got the turnover, and then they... I guess the ref called the timeout. But
no, the Knicks called the timeout.
The Knicks called the timeout, and they stopped play.
We do have one injury update.
Go ahead.
Let me guess. Ben Simmons with a broken bleep is not playing today.
Never mind. Just carry on.
Thank you.
The Nets still in the league.
Yeah, we don't mention that guy's name on this show anymore.
Are we
I'm done
see
with
him tomorrow?
No.
If he's out tonight, you think he's in tomorrow?
I don't know. I mean, we're going.
Check for the guy wearing his pajamas on the bench. That's
You mean more eyes are on Ben Simmons tomorrow? Then he's definitely out.
Yes. I'll make you this prediction. Ben Simmons has played his last game as a Brooklyn Net. You will never see him again.
Wow.
You could write that one down. He's done.
Wow.
Let's go to Tyler and Edison. How you doing, Tyler?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, dude?
I have two notable injuries that I haven't heard anyone mention. One could have been a lot worse, but JPP.
Oh, yeah. That's another off the field one. Yeah, that one. I mean, can you imagine? He got lucky. He lost a couple fingers, but he got lucky.
I'll tell you, that injury's taught me a lesson. I've always been shaky about fireworks.
Yep.
I will not get near a firework after I heard about that injury to JPP. So, and I'm sure there are other people out there, too, who are like, screw that. I ain't going anywhere near a firework after hearing about that.
The other one, Kiki definitely remembers him, David Wilson.
Oh,
he shot out of a cannon into this league.
Right.
And
dude was a super athlete, man.
Yeah, he was a track star.
Yeah.
But anyways, boys.
Yeah,
appreciate you,
Tyler.
Have a great day.
Appreciate it. Yeah, that's a shame what happened to David Wilson.
I thought David Wilson was going to have a shot. I mean, he was a smaller back, but I still felt like he went to Tech, right? He's a Virginia Tech kid. I thought he had a shot.
Yeah.
And then the injury just... It killed it. Like, it killed his career.
Last pick of the first round, David Wilson, I think?
Yeah. It was right after they won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a shame because he didn't have a career.
No.
Like, there are different...
It ended. He never even came back from that.
There are different layers.
He tried, but I never remember hearing his name again.
Yeah, I don't think so. There are layers to these injuries. There's the season... There's the career.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Career altering. Let me start. The life altering, which right. is Dennis Burt. I mean, it's life altering. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes sports so meaningless when you see an injury like that. Then you have the career altering. Like, guy's never going to play again. And we saw that with David Wilson. And then you've got the purely selfish. And I admit that as a sports fan, the, oh my God, this season or this player that I selfishly love to watch isn't going to play this season.
Yeah.
Like, if Jalen Brunson did have the injury we fear, it's the purely selfish, boy, this sucks, woe is me. But his career's not over. His career's, you know, life is not over. He comes back.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes as a sports fan, we have that kind of how it made us feel in terms of what it did to watching that guy play. But right. obviously, injuries like David Wilson were, it affected their right. career.
Spinal stenosis. Week
brutal.
Five, and then he tried to come back and run track. Like, it ended his football career, and he tried to run track because he was a triple jumper. I remember we had, like, all these ties because he was, I mean, I don't know if he's a Virginia kid, but he went to Virginia Tech, where I went. Yeah, he is from Virginia. He's from Danville, which is not that far from where I grew up in Roanoke. He goes to Tech. I went to Virginia. He was a jumper. I was a jumper. Gets drafted in the end of the first round, second round to the Giants. I had a good affinity for the kid, and then he just kind of just fell, like, disappeared after that injury.
Yeah. Let's go to Matt in Middletown. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, Evan Tiki, how are you guys?
What's up, man?
Good, man. What's up?
Nothing much. Nothing much. So, big injury that messed me up was when I saw Beltran collide with Mike Cameron in the outfield. God. Evan, do you remember that one?
Do I remember? In San Diego, 2005. Yep. It was grotesque. It was a grotesque injury because you had these... And I think what...
What was the injury?
So,
I don't remember this. What happened?
Here's what happened.
They collided, Tiki. Yeah. Well, Ivan, you take it away, my man.
Well, no, thank you, Mike. It was a mid-air collision. And I
what,
think...
What, they were both jumping for...
So, yes.
It's 05, so I missed this when I was playing.
Pull this up on YouTube, and I think what also caused controversy in this is that the Mets had two center fielders, essentially. Mike Cameron was a Gold Glove caliber center fielder who they added a year or two earlier to be the center fielder. And then they signed Carlos Beltran, great signing, you know, best free agent out there, prime of his career. And they moved Mike Cameron, who is a great defensive center fielder, to another position. They moved him to right field.
Got it.
But he's a center fielder, and he still has that center field mentality. And so here's Beltran and Cameron, both center field mentalities of that's my ball. That ball's in the air. I'm going to go get it. And they both dove at the same freaking time. And collided. And for Mike Cameron, it was catastrophic. I don't think he played again that season. You have to fact check me on that. Beltran got banged up and missed a couple of days. And so Beltran came back soon after, and Cameron missed, you know, had a mask, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it really screwed him. It was a scary injury. I certainly remember watching
David
it.
Ross is who hit it.
Really? Oh, David Ross?
Yeah.
Oh, about that?
Oh, God.
That's your reaction to it, too?
Oh, man. That looks like a safety going down and trying to tackle a wide receiver who's diving for a ball, and they meet in midair. Wow, that was head-to-head, too.
That was something, hearing your reaction to seeing that play for the first time.
Wow.
Because you were playing, so you certainly didn't see it watching baseball.
I don't remember this.
That's a football injury.
It absolutely is a football injury. I mean, yeah, he looks jacked up.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah, I think Mike Cameron missed the rest of that season. And Beltran maybe missed a couple of days, if memory serves correct.
Yeah, Mike Cameron never played again after August 11th.
Yeah, that was it for him.
And his career?
No, for the Mets. He ended up bouncing around baseball. He ended up having a fine career. His kid's a player now. But yeah, he bounced around. But it was predicated on, here's this Gold Glove center fielder who's now no longer a center fielder because they signed Carlos Beltran. So not only do you have this grotesque injury, but you had the many controversies surrounding it that the Mets meted. By putting a guy who's not a center fielder, but still has the mentality of being a center fielder, in right field. That was one of the most grotesque injuries I've seen on a baseball field.
And now you're doing it with Nimmo going to left.
That's what you take out of this? It's not the same thing, by the way.
It's just,
not the same.
It's just medding. I'm just asking.
No, it's not medding.
You said medding.
No, here's
you take a center fielder, who's a good center fielder, you move him someplace else.
Ah, it's different, though.
I know it's different.
Mike Cameron was a Gold Glover who was like, I don't want to move off center field. Brandon Nimmo's like, gee golly, I'm happy. I'm playing left field.
I got paid last year. I'm good.
Yeah. I didn't see Brandon during my perusal through the Met locker room. Saw a couple of guys. In fact, I made a very interesting observation.
What's that?
That I will present to you coming up at about 4 o'clock.
Got it.
That I saw in the Met locker room. I'm allowed to speak on mm-hmm. this. It's nothing private. Though I did see privates.
Big year for the Mets?
Were you one of those guys who would do that, Tiki?
What's that?
You know.
Walk around naked?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't care.
So you did?
Of course.
That's okay. I'm just asking.
I'd be dressed like the Michelin man.
Make media leave you alone.
Oh, that's why you did. Yeah, I was curious. Like, would I go up to somebody who's naked and ask them a question?
Whip out the jumbo package.
Some guys did, but you did, like, whatever. You just kind of, okay, I guess we're going
to
talk.
I was about to go up to Lindor, but he went to the trainer's room, and I was literally going to go up to him and say, hey, Francisco, quick question. Yeah. He was going to, you know, nice guy. Yeah. I would have been like, what's up? And I was just going to get into his face and say, what do you think of this beard? And just get his opinion. But he must have known. He got to that trainer's room. He got the hell out of there. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So,
Oh, an observation that you...
Observation from the Met locker room that some may take as an amazing sign about what this season's going to
be. Give me the meat. I want the meat.
That's not what I'm referring to.
Pete Alonso's locker is closer to the door than to the center.
You want me to break that down for you?
I'm asking.
No. Okay, I want to make this clear.
Where's his locker?
No, I've said a lot.
Is it by the door or is it by the center?
I've said a lot already.
Is it the base? Is the base of the organization or is it near the exit?
Let me make this perfectly clear to you, Tiki.
He doesn't have a contract. I'm just asking.
I'm going to make this very clear. While I'll talk about nakedness, and I'll talk about other things from that locker room, here's the one thing I won't talk about. Promise you this.
Pete Alonso's
my
locker position.
Conversation with Pete Alonso.
I'm not talking about your conversation
with Pete
Alonso.
It was a private conversation.
I want to know where his locker was located, because they tell you what your import to the team is.
It was in an important spot, okay?
Okay.
It was close to the door.
I want to know, athlete butt naked, everything hanging. Do you reach out for a handshake?
You're asking me and Tiki.
Are you going for the hug?
Well, either way. Hey, how you doing? You know, I don't know where to shake.
Well, put it this way. I avoided the player that was doing that. Because I was
he
like,
desperately wants to see my penis.
Stop it. What was I going to do? Go over to them and say, what do you think of my beard? As if they're just, you know, chilling?
Would you like a closer look?
Anyhow, coming up at 4 o'clock, an observation that may mean a very positive sign for the Mets season coming up. Let's go to Woody in Plattsburgh. How you doing, Woody?
Hey, good afternoon, Ev. I hope you enjoyed your little Florida trip.
Oh, it was wonderful. Thank you.
What's up, man?
It's not like we were bad-mouthing you when you were out of town.
Nah, right? Just a little.
Never.
Just a tad.
Yeah, just a little. It's all good.
It's all good.
Okay, Tiki, you might remember when I called in on Friday, I gave you my Washington Redskins connection to
yes,
the Super Bowl.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Right.
Well, I also have a Jets connection.
Okay.
And a Dennis Byrd injury.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I know, this is crazy. I was going to mention it, but Ev wasn't there on Friday. I was like, I'll save it for a day when Ev's in. So, you know, he's in, actually, it's a topic, so right. This is amazing. So when the scouts came to our weight room, Scott Mercero, he whacked that 225 for 78. Now, Tiki, I know you say it's a worthless exercise.
Right.
That's because you're a running back,
right?
And you guys are all into your squat. You know what I mean? But,
yeah.
You know, he whacked it for 78. That's
78?
Quite a few. My best, yeah, my best was like 59 or 60, like on a good clean, though.
But how much? You know what I mean? How much did he do?
There's no way you reps 225 for 70 times.
I'm telling, listen, 78 times.
78?
And the Rams.
Wait, you did that or Scott Mercero did that? Who did that?
Mercero.
Scott Mercero.
Okay, I thought it was you doing it, Woody. I was like, that's damn impressive.
How much juice was he on?
Let's not shortchange Woody. I've done it for about anywhere between 58 and 60 on my good days.
What?
And that's clean, by the way. Not with those vitamins that were around back in the day that literally every single person I was playing with
right.
at college was doing those vitamins, including our quarterback.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Wow. That is quite a connection because you're right. Scott was unfortunately the guy that ran into Dennis Byrd
yeah.
and paralyzed him. So he benched how many pounds?
He said 225, 78 times.
And what's the most times you've done it?
I did it 15.
Oh, that's nothing, dude. What's wrong with you?
I mean,
I thought you were tough.
It's funny. Like when I retired, I could do it more. But when I was coming out of college, I didn't care.
Right.
I cared about being fast and having strong legs.
Well, what do you gain out of that?
Nothing.
Like I didn't watch the combine this weekend, but I read the results.
Yeah.
So I saw, what's his name, Worthy? What's his first name?
Isaiah?
Isaiah Worthy?
I think it's Isaiah Worthy.
I forget his
from Texas,
first name. His last name is Worthy, and he broke the record for the quickest 40 time.
Yes.
And
just
it was
beating John Ross. Ross was 4.22. Worthy was 4.21.
And I went back and saw it after I saw that he broke the record or read that he broke the
and
record.
What was your impression of his run?
I was like, damn, he's fast.
Okay. To me, it looked like he wasn't running.
That he was so fast, it looked like he wasn't running?
Right. Guys who are like really fast, they're not trying.
Interesting.
Think about Usain Bolt. And Usain Bolt ran a 9.52 or whatever the heck the world record is. When you watch that race, it doesn't look like he's running hard.
But
it's just like he's just gliding.
Effortless.
It's effortless.
But here's the problem.
And that's
with
what
this.
I saw when I saw Likely. This kid is running that fast, effortless.
What's his first name again, by the way?
Xavier.
It is Xavier Worthy?
Xavier.
Okay. No offense to Xavier Worthy, because this guy may end up being a Jet. I have no idea. He may end up being a Giant. He may be great.
He's light in the ass, though.
He's light in the ass.
He's light in the ass.
Oh, he's light in the ass?
Light in the ass.
I thought you said he's light in the ass.
I mean, look.
Like, that's the description for running fast.
Devontae Smith has proven you can be light in the ass and still play and be successful in
what
the NFL.
What do you mean by light in the ass? Like, he doesn't have an ass?
He doesn't weigh anything. He's 178 pounds.
Twig legs, twig behind.
Right.
Remember when Devontae Smith came out, you thought, like, wow, one hit, his legs are going to crack.
Right, and he hasn't been hurt.
No, he's not.
So I guess he can get away with it.
The only thing is, and you brought up John Ross. So John Ross was, like, 9th or 10th overall as a first-round pick, and he was lightning fast. And what kind of career did he have?
Not a great
one. What kind of career did John Ross have?
Not a great one. He
played for the Giants for 10 minutes.
A cup of coffee here, too.
Yeah.
By the way, it was huge in an overtime win in New Orleans.
That's great, but has he played since? Like, John Ross had a very nondescript NFL career, and he was taken in the top 10.
This is why but he had a good college career, John Ross.
Kind of NFL career did he have?
He just never translated. And the fact that Xavier Worthy plays at Texas, which is a big-time program, it's just like Devontae Smith at Alabama. Not the same level of success, but it's a big program, so you're not worried about him coming to the NFL and being like, oh, my God, I've never seen a guy that big. I've never seen a safety hit that hard. I've never seen a tackle that's 380 pounds. Some of these kids that come from small schools that are super athletes, they've never experienced what the NFL is going to be like.
Right.
I'm not worried about this kid other than the fact that he's light in the ass, but he's fast. I mean, the reality is they've legislated out contact. For wide receivers, you just don't get destroyed anymore. And so you can be small and you can be fast, and they can't hit you.
I understand, and maybe Xavier Worthy will be Worthy.
Oh, he's going to be – he probably was like a late second or third round pick. He's going to be near the end of the first or early in the second.
But all I'm saying is John Ross ran lightning quick. What the hell does it mean? You could bench as much weight as possible. What does it mean?
Nothing.
So I know Sean was watching the combine all weekend. What the hell did you learn?
Newsflash, first combine, I didn't watch a second of.
Really?
I think Tiki got into my brain.
Yeah.
Tiki told me how little it matters.
You know what matters? Because there's things like this matter. I don't know if you guys saw it. You didn't see it because you didn't watch it. Sean didn't see it because he didn't watch it. Maybe Loogie did his job and actually paid attention to what was going on.
No shot.
At the combine.
There is no shot.
Did his job. You're the one who ingrained in my head how worthless it is, so I stopped watching
it. But you can still got to pay attention to the stories that come
Unless you can bet on the combine, there's no way Loogie was watching.
Or Sidney Sweeney was there.
Did you see the Rome Odunze stuff?
No.
All right, so he's running the three-cone drill. If you don't know what the three-cone drill is.
I assume there are three cones.
Yes, but you start, you go up, you come back, and then you go around the cone. You like whip around the cones. Three-cone drill. And he wanted to get 6.6 in the three-cone drill. He ran 6.88. And he just stayed out there until he just kept doing it.
Right.
Like, over and over. Everybody's gone. Like, all the other athletes had left the field. He just kept trying to run 6.6. And he kept clipping the last cone, just clipping it with his heel. Got back up, did it again. Clipped it again. Got back up, did it again. He did it for, like, forever. And it's just a testament to succeeding despite failure. And so he became the star of the wide receivers. He was going to be a high pick anyways, but he became the star of all those guys because some of them didn't work out. Marvin Harrison basically just talk to people, didn't get measured, didn't do medicals,
He kept pushing
height and weight. Like, he grinded. Like, he was the star of the wide receiver group.
I did that
and
once.
It's his work ethic, right? Because he wouldn't fail. He wouldn't allow himself to fail. It makes me want him even more. I wanted him already, but now I really want him.
But think about it. It's nothing based on how fast you ran.
Nothing.
Or based on how much weight you lifted. Well, it's based on he showed this persistence.
Right. So they've done these studies. And I only know this because I was on the board of a charter school, the Harlem Children's Zone. And one of the things that they've studied with kids who are, you know, less fortunate, they don't have the testing prep, they don't have all these things. It's less about the grade you make. It's how hard you're willing to try.
Mm.
And they found that those kids that go to college who had it easy, they'll drop out before the kid who had it hard but would never quit, right? And so that's what Roma Dunze reminds me of. Like, he became my favorite player in this draft just because of that stupid anecdote.
Interesting.
Paying attention to what happened, trying to run a three-cone drill, which is pointless. Never in a football game are you ever going to do that.
Right.
You're never going to run up and back and circle around and
but
come back
like
around.
But you like the persistence at this kid show.
I like the persistence.
I respect that.
Not the drills, not the success of the drill. It's just the refusal to fail.
Roma Dunze at 6 for the Giants. Take both second-rounders, trade back to 32 with the Chiefs, and take Michael Penix, and then give him the quarterback wide receiver duo.
I would do that in 2 years.
Okay.
Penix plays in 2 years.
All right.
I'm fine. By the way, three cone drill, what it's actually known as in the streets, Mr. Softy, you get a chocolate, a vanilla, and a twist. And you see if you can finish all three before it completely melts.
Are they three separate cones or is it all on
top? No, three separate cones. I've completed that drill.
Build that ass first.
I'm not surprised. Yeah. We'll get back to your calls coming up 877-337-6666. A lot to get to today. Coming up at 4, we'll get into the Mets and something I noticed in the Met clubhouse that could change the fortunes of this entire season. We'll hear a random John Sterling home run call coming up at 5:30. I'll get to Mike Evans in a second, but this is a very exciting month for video games because this Friday, WWE 2K comes out. And then in two more weeks, MLB The Show comes out.
Can't wait. Not.
See, that's what confuses me about
I don't
you.
Video game.
But you're a geek.
I am, but I don't play video games.
Why?
I just never was good at them. I just like
that's your reason because you weren't good at it?
I was just never good at them, and I'd rather waste my time doing something else.
Okay. It is now 2024.
Right. The one game that I ever got obsessed with. Like, obsessed.
Yeah, what game? Tetris?
No.
Zelda?
Doom.
Doom?
Doom.
Really?
So, in 1995?
I would not have guessed that.
1996. Yeah, I graduated in 97. So, it was 1996 or 5. Doom came out, and I was in database design. I was in my MIS program at UVA. And like all of a sudden, every computer had Doom on it.
Mm.
And so you just like click on it and all of a sudden you're in this immersive game. It was the first like real person shooter.
Nah, Doom was awesome. I admit.
And we'd be in the lab. We were supposed to be working. Like our classroom was in the lab. Like the computer lab was our classroom. Like we're, you know, teachers up there talking, instructing us. Everybody's playing Doom. So like they had to start kicking kids out of the computer lab because nobody was doing work. They were just playing the stupid game.
I can understand.
So I would go in at like, I don't know, 10 o'clock and just stay there until 2 in the morning playing Doom.
And that was the only game you ever got into?
The only game I've ever been obsessed with.
So I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission because you have an obsessive personality. I can get you obsessed with things.
Mm-hmm.
My mission is to get you obsessed specifically with MLB The Show.
MLB The Show.
Why? And I tell you how I'm going to do it.
What makes it so good?
Well, first of all, I think it's just an awesome baseball video game. Like, I just think it's really good. It feels real.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's what I think is going to suck you in.
Okay.
I think I'm going to start a league. All right?
A video game league?
A video game league. You can do this online.
Okay.
You can start a league online. And I'm going to do it with the listeners because there's a lot of people listening right now that love MLB The Show. All right? So that's number one that's going to get you in. You're going to be like, you know what? For the show, I kind of get involved. People have a chance to play Tiki Barber and MLB The Show.
What system is it on?
I think they do cross systems now, where it's on the PS4, PS5.
Yeah.
It's on the Xbox. See, I only have the PS4. But I know when I used to play, because I used to be obsessed playing online, they would do cross system. Like, you can have a different system and still play each other.
So here's the so all of those systems?
You don't have?
I'm sure I do. I think Chasen left one up in the attic, but like, I've never played on those systems.
Well, guess
ever.
What? You're going to learn.
Ever.
I have an extra PS4 lying around, so you have no out. But here's the part that's going to suck you in. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Because this is the part that sucked me in. Because I fell out of video games for a while. Mm-hmm. Like, I play Madden. I play MLB The Show. I'm into 2K with my son now. But I stopped playing MLB The Show, and then there was a feature that got me brought back in.
Which was?
Got me hooked. They have every player in the history of baseball, and you could have a fantasy draft. So I could draft Ty Cobb. I could draft Christy Mathewson.
And the imaging is right? Is correct.
Oh, yes! I could draft Jackie Robinson. I could draft Mike Piazza. I could put together like the most Evan team ever built. And you know history.
Right.
All of a sudden you're like, damn it, I need Willie Mays and Stan Musial on my team.
Ricky Henderson. That's who I wanted to be.
Aaron Judge.
Barry Bonds.
I get Barry Bonds. I got to check if Bonds is in the game because for a while he wasn't in video games.
Right. I need a cosign. Sean, do you play this?
The show I'm completely out on.
Loogie, do you play this?
What game do you play then? You said the show you're completely out on.
Yeah, I love Madden. I love NBA.
You still
love
play
NHL.
Madden, NBA, NHL so, to this day?
I have to admit, I play to this day completely winded down due to the fact of having two little kids. I don't play nearly as much as I used to, but I grew out of MLB The Show quite a few years ago. I think it has two things going against it.
Go ahead.
Number one, the art of baseball season in the summertime, generally the 3 months I'm out on video games, June, July, and August, and that's the heat of the baseball
season. Okay. I agree with that, but that's not when I would have our league.
But can't you play when it's not baseball season?
You can, but then I'm kind of not in the, like, I'm in the mood to play the games during the season.
I got it.
Number two, they have made MLB The Show and MLB games in general so freaking complicated from pitch
to hit. No.
Yes, it's not.
It's, no, bro.
Throw the slider with this button. Here's the square. Where do you want the placement? Pitch and hit. That's the way it
should
be.
First of all, what you do, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. When I play MLB The Show, I change the features back to the most basic thing, especially on defense, because I used to get confused. So you could change the features to basic. So number one, it being overcomplicated, not true. Play for about 5 minutes, you'll get into it. Maybe an hour, maybe a full game. The other thing is, I agree season-wise. Like, am I playing in the middle of August? Probably not. Here's the prime time to get into MLB The Show. March, like when it first comes out. March 19th, boom! League starts, let's go. April, May, by June you're done, you take a break. You could come back in the fall and in the winter. But the way I think we're going to do it is we're going to play at night. 11 o'clock at night. Kids are sleeping. 10 o'clock at night. Is that too late for you? 10 o'clock at night. And we're going one-on-one with the audience. They're going to play you. They're going to get a chance to talk trash to Sean Morash and then beat your ass and MLB The Show. I'm in. I got to figure out how many teams we put in this league because then how do we determine who's in the league? We almost have to have a contest.
Right.
We almost have to have a special Loogie contest to find out who takes those other slots.
And Loogie's got to learn how to play because he doesn't play.
I don't think he's going to play. I just have a feeling.
Why aren't you playing, Luke?
I can list 1,000 things I'd rather be doing.
I can list the one thing. He's the only one here without kids. He should be the first one playing.
No. The whole reason this league exists is so he can get away from the damn kids. That's the whole point of it.
No, I'm doing it when they're sleeping.
They get up in the middle of the night. Don't give me that crap.
Well, trust me. Watch out. If they get up in the middle of the night, Evan's hitting that pause button, and you're going to have to deal with a rain delay.
Hold on a second. When are you going to record the Rico Bronya podcast?
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to talk to Pete about that.
This is this guy's life that you have on a string. You can't thank him in your book, and now you're going to be recording that at 2 in the morning?
Maybe between games of a doubleheader, I'll record it. Don't worry about that. That's something for me and Pete to figure out.
I see.
Doubleheader?
Yeah.
Hold on. What? You're already asking me, Tiki, time to be involved. We're not scheduling doubleheaders.
I know. What the hell are you talking about?
Here's what I think you
Some
guys...
of us like to have relations in bed, too. You're not having any. Come on.
A little True Detective going on.
After you're done and everybody's sleeping, it's your time to get away and play video games. That's the perfect time to play.
Or it's your time to sleep.
Sleep! Overrated.
Let me ask you a question there, Evan. If I play Tiki in MLB The Show, you score in the game? Damn right. Oh, my God.
You're damn right I am.
We cannot be in this web of Evan-ness. We can't. No, we have to.
But you want to know why I'm scoring the game? It's a very important reason.
Yeah.
Because we're going to live stream it so people can watch, and I will broadcast it.
Oh, God.
I'll be Keith Radd, and you'll be Howie Rose. And we'll just broadcast the game. It'll be a 2-1 pitch by Walter Johnson. And it's on the inside corner. Strike two.
This is after the game has already happened. You'll just rebroadcast it.
No. When my game is done, I'll broadcast you. Asked hypothetically.
Live.
Tiki versus Loogie. Live. Yeah. Live broadcast.
We got bills and stuff to worry about.
This sounds exactly like the same feeling I have when I get an invitation to another kid's birthday party.
What? What does that mean? You don't like this idea?
Where it's like, oh, this looks good. And then the day comes and you're like, oh, we got to go there.
Really? You don't want to play video games in the middle of the night? I'm surprised by
Evan,
you.
What are you, 16?
Evan. Evan, here's the thing. When you say it like that, yeah, I love to play video games by the middle of the night. However, I still got to be up by 7 popping an Eggo waffle in the toaster.
So
and
do
you're
I.
scheduling double headers.
Yeah. So do I. I wake up at 6:30.
Because here, Evan, I've learned this about you.
Go ahead.
And you are a boy at heart, and I love it. And I love that.
Whimsical.
However,
whimsical.
A whimsical boy.
Whimsical boy. You take things too far.
What does that mean?
Too far.
You don't want to play MLB The Show?
You don't know how at 10 o'clock at night just to play one game versus me or Tiki. It becomes, in Evan's world, we're all sucked into, wait a minute, I got to be up from 10 to 1 playing 5 games, and now I got another game versus Pete Hoffman lined up?
I got to move around my entire porn viewing schedule. I can't allow it.
You're the guy
doing Rico's on these games?
Yeah, you're the guy when you see all your cousins at a barbecue and you play wiffle ball and you have good that one time, suddenly you're putting together a league.
Yes.
Just let it be the one time.
So you're willing to play, but only one time? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm willing to play, but I'm willing to play where you don't just suck me dry for 15
games. You're asking him to marry you on the first date. Take it easy. Little foreplay. Let's
play. How about a mini tournament instead of a
league? All right, that's fine. You want to build the schedule that
way?
Mini tournament.
I can get down with. Small-time commitment.
Mini tournament.
So, Tiki, you agree with me?
Agreed.
Tiki, we have video games here in our newsroom. Let's start with that. A little foreplay. A little
golden movie. That's fine. I think that's actually a really good idea.
We have NBA Jam out there.
No. I'll bring my PlayStation in.
I'll bring
multiple controllers, and we will play MLB The Show to warm the whistle,
if you will. In the newsroom, there's actual video games.
Okay, that's great.
An actual console.
Do they have PlayStation?
I don't know.
Do they have MLB The Show?
I've never been in there. I think it is a PlayStation.
Never been in there.
We have something here where we could play like all the old school games. I will double check to see if that game's on there, The Show, but there's access to a lot of video games.
This is like I'm a drug dealer. Here's exactly how this is going to go down. Me and Teek are going to play MLB The Show. We're going to play a baseball game. And I know you. You're going to say, damn, this is fun. Oh, my God. You're right. This is intoxicating. We got to play more. And then before you know it, Wednesday night, 10:45.
Dude, I like chill games.
Me and Tiki playing baseball.
I like Mojang. Or,
excuse me?
Mojang.
Mahjong. My wife loves it.
Great. Or solitaire. Like, I do these simple games.
Solitaire. Solitaire.
I do the block like breaking games.
So are you trying to tell me that you don't think you'll be sucked into the MLB The Show world?
If it's complicated, no.
It's not complicated,
dude. It's very complicated.
You want to swing for power? You press square. You want to do a contact swing? You press X. Running the bases can be a little complicated, but who hasn't had that problem?
Right. So what if you want to do semi-power? You want to find a gapper with some smash it against the wall and get a triple.
You love to say smash, don't you? I don't know. We'll play and figure it out. But tune in, ladies and gentlemen. You're invited. We are going to have a league for you as long as Tiki, Sean, and Lugie want to play with me. Otherwise, it'll be just me versus the world.
I'll do that.
honestly, dude.
What am I missing?
Evan goes, so tune in. We'll have a league. And Lugie just turns to me and goes, no, we're not.
Because I know how this is going to go. Tiki's going to get sucked in. He's going to go down the rabbit hole. Sean and I are going to play the games. And the first guy to be bored with this league is going to be Evan.
No, it's not.
He's going to be on a new obsession in 2 weeks.
No. MLB The Show, I'd be obsessed for a good month. I think we'll have a good month run of playing video games.
I'm intrigued. I'm not at the level of trust with you yet.
Trust with me? What am I going to do? Steal the money from you or something?
No, just like that it's not as fun as you say
it. Not only. He's the guy, rob one candy bar from the pharmacy. Then next thing I know, I'm holding up a bank.
Listen, if you're not having fun and you want to let the audience down by not playing them at video games at 10 o'clock at night, that's up to you.
See how he flips this?
I have one wife at home. I don't need another one.
He's pulling the guilt card.
Right. Let's go to Alex in Farmingdale. What's up, Alex?
So within the last 5-ish years, The Show came out on every platform. But for a long time, it was only on PlayStation.
Yeah, you're right.
I used to call my PlayStation 4 The Show Machine because the only purpose it had was to play The Show.
No, you're right.
So it crosses over on all platforms now, right?
So now it's out on Xbox, it's out on PC, but forever it was only on PlayStation.
You're right. It was exclusive for a while. I think that's a part of why I was so locked in on PlayStation, because that's the only video game system I own at home. And truthfully, I've played less and less video games over the years. I've been sucked back in, especially having kids. But the best part of MLB The Show, see, what my son loves is having a regular season. He likes to be like, oh, we're the Mets and we're playing the Marlins tonight, like the real Mets. For me, it's drafting up players and facing you and facing people I know and then getting to rub it in. Does it say I kicked their ass?
Is the new show with With Jeets?
No, that's last year. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is on the cover this year. Who did they put on with him? Like, don't they have, like, a legend that joins him? Because last year it was Jeter and Jazz Chisholm. This year it's Vlad Guerrero Jr. and a legend. Maybe it's Vlad Guerrero Sr. That would make perfect sense. But I'm not really sure. Because I didn't really care who was on the cover. I just cared about playing and kicking ass, which I didn't do for a while. I've struggled. So you guys will have a chance to beat me. That's for sure. Mike's in Brooklyn. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up? Evan, you're out of control.
From what standpoint?
You need Craig back to reel you in. Tiki's too passive tonight.
All right, reel me in. What am I saying that's wrong?
All right.
You're too much with this video games, and you go off on these jet tangents and Met tangents.
Oh.
This is a show about all sports, not just the Jets and the Mets.
Oh, okay.
Well, you're not here on Friday? You're not Friday?
We talked all Giants. Because I wasn't here, apparently. Whatever. I'm a little crazy. By the way, Mike Evans was a free agent for like 13 seconds. In fact, he wasn't a free agent.
He never was a free
Because he never got to free agency.
He didn't.
2 days ago.
Like I told you guys.
Yeah, you did say that very confidently.
It's because Jason Light, there's two things here. One, the Bucks want him. And Mike Evans is 30. This is coming up 31 season.
31, yes.
Year 31 season. And so he could go someplace else. But does that make sense? He's been here for a decade.
Well,
he set NFL record for most consecutive 1,000-yard seasons, or at least tied it, I think, to start his career. Because I think Jerry Rice didn't have one his rookie season. But then he had him for the rest, like for the next, whatever it was, 12 years. And if he go, so he's iconic already. He's got a Super Bowl championship with the Buccaneers. Why does it make any sense for him to go someplace else?
The only
Simply
reason
to make more money?
Well, no. His agent leaked out 2 days ago. He quote wanted to play with an elite level quarterback and wanted to win a Super Bowl.
He won a Super Bowl.
Another one. Okay. Dude, this isn't me making it up. So this is what came out 2 days ago via his agent and Bleacher Report wanted.
I think sometimes agents start talking out of their own asses without the best interest of the player. Because think about if you're Mike Evans. And I can only speak to this because my brother did this exact same thing. Small town, superstar. Tampa feels like it's a big city. It's not. It's small. Everybody knows everybody's business. But if you're a legend there, like you're the mayor.
Right.
Do whatever you want. And he's already been there for a decade. He's won a Super Bowl. He's started to set NFL records. If he goes someplace else and he has a somewhat, I don't know, mediocre or just a slightly above average as opposed to a great season, they're like, oh, what a waste of money.
Oh, no, no question.
Whereas in Tampa, he could have just a 1,000-yard season. Nothing great, nothing bad, but just a 1,000-yard season. Like, you have this institutional memory of who he is and what he means. And then he can rebound next year, and you love him all over again.
Right.
Whereas, if you go someplace else, they're never going to love you if you have a down
season. He just becomes another player when he goes somewhere
else. He's just another player. Like, you can't be legendary when you take your history and you divide it over a bunch of, unless you're like, I don't know, Jerry Rice or Joe Montana or Emmitt Smith, these guys who did it at the very ends of their careers. So it never made sense that he was going someplace else.
It only made sense when
I knew that Jason and that crew down there, they wanted to keep him. Like they were willing to pay him.
I wasn't willing Mike Evans into leaving. Mm. I was responding to a report that his agent said he wants to play with an elite level quarterback.
Don't believe agents.
Well, did he speak out of school or was it just a negotiating tactic?
Because
if it was a negotiating tactic, it may have worked because he re-signed in Tampa.
But what were they negotiating? Like, I think
he got a new contract.
The number was, he was going to get a new contract.
I understand, but maybe he got more money because of that. I don't know what Tampa was offering 5 days ago.
He didn't get the highest paid number in football.
Right.
He didn't get close to $30 million, which is Tyreek Hill, which is the going rate. That's what Justin Jefferson's going to get. I mean, maybe it's because of his age.
No, because Mike Evans is also not Justin Jefferson.
I agree.
Or Tyreek Hill. He's a very good player, but he's not that.
But he's pretty damn good.
He's very good.
And he's helped the Buccaneers win a championship, and he's had 1,000 yards every single year that he's been in the league.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm merely saying that his agent was the one who days ago was talking about wanting to play with an elite-level quarterback. Meanwhile, he's re-signed with a team that doesn't have one right now.
Yes, and he signed a 2-year deal.
Right.
It's not like he signed a 4-year deal. It's not a 2-year deal. So it's nothing to scoff at because it's $56 million $50-something million with 39 of it guaranteed. But I think the bigger story, and this goes back to the conversation, I don't know if we did this. I think we all did this with Saquon about his legacy and what it would mean. Like when he, if Saquon leaves the Giants, like the numbers start all over again. Yes, his collective numbers will be whatever they are when he's done 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 yards rushing. But with the Giants, it'll only be what he's at right now.
Mm.
And so you can't like remake that someplace else unless you become an all-timer, unless you play for another decade.
If that's what you value.
If that's what you value.
If you value chasing Super Bowls, then you go somewhere that gives you a better chance to win a Super Bowl, even if you've already won one.
Except Mike Evans already won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he still doesn't want to win one.
And it doesn't mean they're not far away. They made the postseason the last 2 years with inferior teams. And by inferior teams, I mean quarterback play, et cetera, as well. Tom Brady was not good at last year.
Right.
Now, they threw the ball way too much, but he wasn't good that last year. It took Baker Mayfield some time. Like, that team is good, though, especially with free agency and cap room now.
Well, but they don't know who their quarterback is.
But
I mean, we're assuming
that. Does half the league know who their quarterback is? I'm being honest.
Dude, I'm just responding to the fact that 2 days ago, when that came out about Mike Evans, he wants to play for an elite-level quarterback, and he wants to win a Super Bowl. What I thought in my mind was, Jets have a shot, but he probably ends up in Kansas City or Baltimore.
Right.
Logical answer, right?
Yes.
He ends up re-signing in Tampa. Diana Russini reports earlier today, Giants were interested. Mm. A bunch of teams were interested. The Jets were not even interested.
The Jets had no interest.
Which had is, no
which is,
interest.
Which is insulting, but
it
might be because they knew he was going to stay.
Well, it could tell me two things. You tell me what it tells you. It could tell me that the Jets' interest in wide receivers are more so on the lower tier. And that they're going to be more aggressive in improving their offensive line. And they feel like, hey, we already have a number one elite level wide receiver. Yeah. We don't necessarily need to go try to find someone on that level.
Honestly, I think it's because the draft is so huge. There's going to be a star wide receiver in the fourth round this year. There's going to be somebody that's drafted in the fourth round that's going to be one of the top one or two receivers on a team next year.
Right.
And you're going to see it. You're going to be like, that kid was a fourth rounder? Dude, kid's amazing. How do I know this? Because it happens every year.
Right, right.
Puka Nacua, right? Nico Collins. There's
Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Amon-Ra St. Brown. There are dozens of these guys. And this year's draft is particularly deep at wide receiver. There are some good players that just aren't going to get picked until later.
So you agree they're not going to go after a top wide receiver?
I don't think so. I mean, I thought they should, obviously, because we had this conversation about Justin Jefferson at the beginning of last week. But that's not where they're focused.
Dude, I'm a man about it. Because as much as it would be nice to add another elite-level wide receiver, they need to fix their offensive line, first. And they already have a legitimate number one. So if you put solid twos and threes around Garrett Wilson, that works too.
Or draft another number one.
Or draft someone who turns into another number one. How about the Giants' interest in Mike Evans, though? What does that tell you?
Well, it tells you that they have very little talent at the wide receiver position. Very little. And there's some good players there. I'm not saying that those guys aren't good, but there's no number one that you're looking at saying, yep, that's your stud. They don't have that, and they need it.
By the way, I'd be cool with Mike Evans teaching Jalen Hyatt.
Without a doubt, 100%.
Mm.
And I'm not saying Jalen Hyatt can't be that, but he's not that right now.
I also have one other theory about why the Jets, quote-unquote, didn't have interest in Mike Evans. You ready for this one?
Go ahead.
So Diana Russini, who I think is a fine reporter, and she has broken a lot of news over the last few months about the Jets. Not positive news. Her and Zach Rosenblatt of The Athletic, they've written stories that I believe them, so they're not making anything up, but it's put the Jets in a negative light.
Right.
So I wonder if the Jets are like, we're not going to give her real news. What we're going to do is, because I would do this, if I was running an organization and I was concerned, like, who's the rat on things?
Who's the informant?
I'd put out bad information. So maybe the Jets were interested in Mike Evans. Mm. We'll never know because he re-signed in Tampa.
Yeah.
And they said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to hook it in by giving out this fake information that we're not really interested in Mike Evans.
Well, that's a conspiracy. Buy that one? That's a conspiracy theory.
It is a conspiracy
theory. I don't buy that.
You don't buy that one at all?
No.
Okay.
But I don't know. I mean, we've seen presidents impeached for less.
I like Joby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.